Shakespeare said sharply. You leave him alone. Oh, a butcher's boy who wants to be a knight, is it? Geoffrey swung down from his mount, sword in hand. Pick up your sword, butcher's boy, he said, his eyes bright with amusement. Let's see how good you are. Micah stood there, frozen with fear. Geoffrey walked towards him. Go on, pick it up. Or do you only fight little girls?
She asked me to, my lord, Micah said. She asked me to.
Sansa had only to glance at Arya and see the flush on her sister's face to know that the boy was telling the truth. But Geoffrey was in no mood to listen. The wine had made him wild. Are you going to pick up your sword? Micah shook his head.
It's only a stick, my lord. It's no sword. It's only a stick.
And you're only a butcher's boy, and no knight. Geoffrey lifted Lion's Tooth and laid its point on Micah's cheek, below the eye, as the butcher's boy stood trembling. That was my lady's sister you were hitting. Do you know that? A bright bud of blood blossomed where his sword pressed into Micah's flesh, and a slow red line trickled down the boy's cheek. Stop it, Arya screamed. She grabbed up her fallen stick. Sansa was afraid. Arya, you stay out of this. I won't hurt him. Much, Prince Joffrey told Arya, never taking his eyes off the butcher's boy. Arya went for him. Sansa slid off her mare, but she was too slow. Arya swung with both hands